Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another round of bullshittery with your host, a one-man band, Jason Wolf, here on Riding with the Wolf. And it's a new day. Yes, no, it's not. It's the same old situation. Yes, that's a Motley Crue lead-in. Going to talk about that. Pawn off some of my BS to how I can relate to that show. And hopefully I can find some things to make myself happy. The last few times have been a bust. And if there's a one or two things in this world that make me happy, it's titties, beer, fast jets, and buying shit. All right, now hopefully you can hear this. Once again, it is a windy-ass day at 75 degrees, gonna hit 80 here in Las Vegas. And man, I would say what a week it's been, but holy shit, what a 2022 this has been. It just does not seem to be getting any better, you know. I started off the year with a lot of drama and a lot of bullshit regarding the new tax laws and people freaking out about the $600, so much so that even though I'm willing to pay the bullshit and the extra taxes because I have to as a freelance artist and musician, other people aren't. So just the regular mom and pop and the people that are selling their garage sale goods or their baseball cards as a side hustle to buy more baseball cards and toys and things, they're not buying anymore because they don't want to get taxed for no freaking reason when the last 25 years of eBay has been fine and we've all been able to sell up to $20,000. Now, my tax guy says, well, you are always supposed to have claimed that. Yeah, you're always supposed to claim your tips, too. You're also supposed to, you know, drive 55, and Sammy Hagar can't do that, so, you know, it is what it is. If there's one thing we have learned from COVID and the Corona beer play is that people do not like following rules, and taxes are one of them. They always say there's two things in life that are sure, death and taxes. Well, hopefully one comes sooner than the other. I swear, like, I am ready for the big meteorite in the sky. I just heard a rumor this morning that once again Russia is threatening everyone else, and they're saying that one of their biggest threats is the test range here in Nevada, which I live about 2 to 3 miles from. The good news is the test range spans the entire breadth of Nevada. So, they're most likely going to hit Area 51, which is 200 miles away from me. And then, there's a whole big range of secret places there. So, I'm pretty sure we're safe. It's just a rumor. It was one of their representatives. I mean, probably the same guy that's trying to fight with Elon Musk. You seen that? Musk decided that he was going to pick a fight with Putin and said, look, I'll challenge you to a one-on-one fight over Ukraine. If you win, you get Ukraine. If I win, you back off, go to Russia, get tried as a war criminal. How does Elon speak for Ukraine? I mean, they've got a comedian running the country, and he's doing a pretty damn good job because the person running our country is an unintentional comedian. Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to work out, but that guy tried to emasculate went in his response to Elon and say that he called him Elona and that Putin is a master of judo and firearms and ex-KGB and all these things. You know, it might be, but I'm sorry, Kung Fu master at 5'4", you may not be able to win that one. I don't know. It's stupid. It would never happen. That would be a Vegas show quality sellout event that Mayweather and Tyson Fury wish they could get. But anyway, yeah, things have been pretty crazy, pretty bass ackwards here lately. So I'm headed to the comic shop now. I'm trying to pass a truck that's blowing rock all over the damn freeway. Annoying as fuck. And they got that little sign, you know, not our responsibility. Must stay 20 feet back. Motherfucker, put some mud flaps on that shit and it won't happen. Alright. I just thought I saw a giant-ass cow. They were putting tarps on some white piping on the side of the road, and I couldn't quite see it. It looked like a 30-foot-tall cow was running through the fields over there. Fucking scary. Trying to be in a better mood, even though everything in their mother is trying to get me down. So instead of just continually bitching about that, I'm going to talk about the Tommy Lee, the Pam and Tommy tape thing. Have you watched that? I did a review on that. Gave you some insight and some stories from the Bunny Ranch. And then by the end of the show, I kind of flipped gears. You know, I started off, I called Tommy an asshole, which he is. He's rude. He's mean to people. He acts like he's the shit because he's got a big dick. I'm sorry. It's not that you have a big dick. It's that you're anorexic and your dick goes all the way up to your pelvis. I'd have a big dick too if I weighed 98 pounds, motherfucker. Right now, the happy turtle inside the fupa is doing just fine. Thank you very much. So I kind of flipped a script on Tommy a little bit. Because believe it or not, and it's not just that I hate women. I really don't. I want to love women. I'm not gay. I'm saying that I want to love them as a species. But I really don't, because they're vindictive, selfish people. And there's a lot of these shows where they portray the bad guy as the male in the situation. And I don't agree with that. Because I've been in a lot of those situations. Not that I've ever had a sex tape come out. But I watch You on Netflix or any of these Christmas specials where, you know, the dad works too much, they go and get a divorce, she takes the kids away from him, and all he ever wanted to do was work hard and provide for a family that she enjoys. And I get pissed that they make it seem like he didn't spend enough time with his family. Well, his family should have been appreciative of the knockoff brand Cheerios and the kids that he could afford, as opposed to always asking for the Nikes and the iPads that they wanted, forcing him to work so goddamn much. So I really kind of think there's a couple things going on. I think Pam is probably a huge reason as to why they split up, and I don't think she was very fair to Tommy. And people don't know what it's like to have an anger problem. And people without an anger problem think it's so easy to just Jesus turn the other cheek, or to just get over it. And I'll tell you a story. I was taking a sculpting class in college. It was mandatory for the art degree. And this motherfucker was having us do some dumbass shit. I had got two professors fired already from the college because they were absolutely inept and weren't able to teach me anything. I mean, I'm paying $25,000 a year at a private university. I should be talking to masters of the craft that can hone my skills so that I can be the next master. And it was a complete waste of time. You know, I think I've talked about the story where you couldn't pass out of art or drawing 101, so I had to sit there and learn about shadows and drawing an egg inside of a plate, a white egg on a white paper plate, so with the lights off and then with the lights on, so that I could properly, you know, depict the shadows. Well, idiot, I could do that with my eyes closed. That's why I'm in college pursuing an art degree. I don't even need to look at the damn plate or the egg. So I drew myself sitting on the egg. And I think I said something like, this is a waste of time. Or I put the finger guns to the head kind of thing. Oh, and I got pulled into the dean's office for that. And then she started making fun of me. And she was, you know, some hotshot, freshly graduated from New York, blah, 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 don't care. And supposedly I was supposed to get in trouble for that. And when I explained to the professor that I wanted to test out and that she's been pulling me in front of the class to teach the class condescendingly because she thought I, you know, she could, I guess, whip me into shape or something, and ended up doing a better job than she did. I was teaching the class three-point perspective and how to draw a building without actually looking at reference, and she's like, oh, you can't say anything now. What's the assignment? Draw a one-point perspective inside of your room. Well, how do I draw a slanted, sloping, vaulting ceiling? I don't know. Does Mr. Know-It-All how to do it? Well, actually, yes, I do. Here's how you can do it. You create another line of perspective on the same line, and it creates a false perspective. Like, I read books. I know what this shit is. I explained that to the dean, and he agreed with me. And because of her actions and her attitude, she got fired. So, as I'm sitting there in sculpting class, which was another fucking mandatory class, we were learning how to not make molds or cast or anything that would be absolutely fucking useful to me that in any line of work that I'm doing right now. We were learning how to fold chicken wire around a brick to create something phasing out of a brick. And I'm like, you mean like Kitty Pryde where she phases through a wall, or like the brick is the Han Solo carbonite? And of course, you know, these hoity-toity private practice professors are all like, oh, psh. No, I want to see like the molecule of a human being representing the equality of divisiveness in the inclusive nature of the green bean you ate last night phasing through the fucking brick. And the next thing I knew, I heard thump, digga 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 digga, in perfect Looney Tunes style, as I threw my sculpting knife into the drywall next to me. I got sent to the dean's office yet again. Only this time, the dean started to notice something. The dean started to notice that I might have an anger problem. So he decides to send me to anger management counseling. And I thought, you know what? This might actually be a good thing. I might get some insight, much like my professors, and learn how to hone my anger, learn some meditation, or do something constructive with my anger. Maybe Jackson Pollock the shit out of a canvas with my anger and create some avant-garde abstract bullshit. No. That's not what happened. You know what my professor, or this counselor, asked? She said, what seems to be the problem? So, I told her, as always, this is a recurring theme in my life, I was having work issues, I was breaking up with a girlfriend I was trying to see, I am angry at the curriculum that I'm not learning anything, my mom is doing everything possible to struggle to afford me to actually go to this damn school, and so far it's not worth it. Side note, the other professor I got fired when I was in the music department, because I actually originally went to college as a music education major. I was, believe it or not, going to teach kids how to play music, like concert music in band. As hilarious as that sounds, turns out I don't like kids and or students or teachers or schools. When I was in the music department, I joined the jazz band, which was a very elite thing to do. You didn't just get into jazz band. You had to audition with about 50 other musicians of your instrument and win. And I won sub two for the, basically like the minor jazz band, which was still very good. Out of 50 bass players at the time, I won. So, I get sent to private lessons to hone my craft, and I show up the first day with my six-string bass, And my private instructor was like, I don't know how to teach that. Can you get a regular bass? And I said, no, you're a professor. How about you teach me stand-up bass or, you know, show me how to do some Ray Brown shit on upright bass or teach me how to use a six string. He's like, well, that thing looks pretty cool. Let me try it. That's neat. I don't know how this works. Yeah, I got him fired too. So as I'm relaying all these things, it's a woman. And she was somewhat attractive. I wasn't already assuming, because I hadn't quite got to the point where I hated women completely at that point. I was trying to give her a chance, and I'm, you know, sitting in the nice, comfy recliner in a darkened room, and, you know, imagine bending her over the desk and fucking her brains out. But, you know, I'm trying to be nice, and I'm telling her all my problems, my woes, and everything, thinking she's going to be a wonderful, motherly, sympathetic type. And she just looks at me for a little bit, kind of cocks her head, and she's like, just get over it. Excuse me? Like, this is your grand advice after me talking for 20 minutes? Is just get over it? And she said, yeah, your problems are trivial. And then she started saying things about, look at blah, blah, blah over in Ethiopia. Look at this. We just had a professor shot on campus. All these people are going through actual trauma. And you're sitting here, basically what she was saying is I was having first world problems. That hadn't been a trendy thing to talk about at that point. So, but she was basically saying my problems weren't enough of a reason to be angry about. Yet they were big enough for me. It's not a competition. I don't care if you have irritable bowel syndrome and you squirt a little bit every time you fart. Your situation is just as bad as somebody who has cancer. Am I an asshole for that? I don't know. I don't think so. Because you don't have cancer, you shouldn't feel bad just because you don't have a worse problem that someone else does. Like I say, it's not a damn competition. And it just irritated me. That was her grand advice. And I got up and walked out. I almost flipped over the couch on the way out. And she follows you out and does what a woman does. See? See? This is exactly what I'm talking about. See? You're too angry. And I turned around and I was like, bitch, you were supposed to fix me. You're not doing your job. Let's pause for a minute. I'm going to go in the comic shop, cancel most of my comics because I can't afford them this week. And I'm pissed once again that the covers are completely different than the art inside. And I've been finagled into buying shit that I'm now currently selling on eBay. All right. I am going to skip Walmart and try thrifting. Because there really isn't anything that I know I'm going to be looking for. And I know if I keep going to Walmarts and Targets and not buying anything, that I'm going to end up buying one of those, the Masters of the Universe CGI cartoon and start that collection and sell that off in 2 years or something. Comic shop, I put back almost everything in my box. And not just because I couldn't afford it, it's because it just, it started lagging. I was into a horror sort of stint in there for a while. So I was getting like all the Joe Hill stuff, Refrigerator Full of Heads, the last book you'll ever read, and Silver Coin was actually really good. I liked the idea behind Silver Coin. It's just a possessed coin that grants you fame and fortune and money and power, and then it eventually kills you. And then they show how it gets lost over the centuries and then ends up in an arcade and the kid gets it. And then the fireman that saves the kid gets it. And then from there, I mean, it was a cool idea, but now it's sort of dragging out. And then all these stories are ending up very similar. So, I don't know. I was kind of just over it. Kind of just skipped through that. I did pick up Carnage. Number one, I'm hoping that's going to be cool. Unlike Sabretooth, because the first Sabretooth was okay. And then the second one, the artwork, like I said, didn't even have Sabretooth in it. But anyway, Before I get back to the Tommy Lee things, it's not going to take me very long to get to the Goodwill. Talking about, you know, how I don't like women a lot, I have a thing where I don't like guys either. There's a commercial that's been pissing me off lately, and another situation that I've been unfortunate enough to be a part of. It's a truck commercial where it shows a weekend camping excursion, daughter brings her boyfriend, and, you know, the dad's happy about all these new cameras on his truck and all this. Well, the daughter, now listen closely to this, the daughter reaches over and grabs her boyfriend's hand, and that was it. The dad notices it in the rearview mirror and starts threatening the boyfriend. It starts saying, "Hey, Josh, you want to see something cool? Look at this. I have cameras here, here, and in the back. Do you see any funny business going on?" "I don't see any funny business. I think that's the way we should have it." And, of course, the guy looks like all emasculated, pulls his hand away and cowers down and probably ruins the whole weekend for this overprotective dad being an asshole. And this is supposed to be a nice commercial. And it really pisses me off because I've run into this so many times. In high school, I was dating somebody and got to meet her dad. And dad said something stupid. And so I thought I'd challenge him on that. And I think it was something stupid like there was a pack of cigarettes on the ground that had the Harley-Davidson logo, and I was trying to be like a biker, you know, friend and a hang-around kind of thing, and he was telling me not to touch her, and I was like, "Well, don't step on that logo then," and he just looks me dead in the eye and twists his foot on it and steps on it like, "What are you going to do about it?" You know, that shit's unnecessary, this macho bullshit and competition between males is bad enough as it is, that we don't need to instill that in the next generation by threatening them or intimidating them. Why? Because your wife doesn't let you wear the pants in the family, now you get to be the one that gets to be the asshole to your daughter's boyfriend? I'm sorry, I know how the world works. If I had a daughter, which I always wanted to have a daughter, I would teach her how to fucking pull out. I would teach her protection. I would teach her just go have fun. Get your rocks off. You're going to be an angry bitch if you don't get laid. You know? And it bugs me. I hate when I see that stuff. I'm cutting through a construction zone because this is BS. I'm sitting here waiting. These guys can't figure out their shit. And I had to sit here at a light for that long that I've talked. And the lanes were blocked off for no goddamn reason. Anyway, see what I mean? Like, that's irritating. Why should I go and it was like that way, God, all the way up through my 20s. And even when I first started dating again in my 30s, you'd meet the parents and then the parents would try and one-up you or make you feel like shit or... I even in bands that I've been in, I've tried to start original bands, and the dad pulls me aside, "Well, what's your fiscal outlook?" Motherfucker, shut up. You just want to talk about money and tell me how much you have. I don't know what my fiscal outlook is with your son while we jam in your garage. Well, how do you plan on making money through this situation? Well, I don't know. Do you have an idea? Are you offering to give us a $20,000 loan for a PA and a record deal? No? Well, then shut the fuck up. God, I get so sick of this. I get so sick. And it's not just authority. It's not just people in power or managers, because I do have a hefty problem with all of that. But there's no call for it. In my most innocent of times in junior high, had friends in the Korean community, and one of the instances, I was very fond of this one girl. I was best friends with her brother. She was a bass player, even though as tiny as she was a bass player in the jazz band, and I was a trombone player, and just absolutely great. And while we were at school, we would kind of, you know, childlike flirt and pass notes and kind of giggle shit each other. And I thought, just once, I would what the kids say now, shoot my shot and see what happens. Valentine's Day, I went over and I cooked some, my mom always baked things, so I brought some baked goods to her brother, and then I asked if his sister was there, and I was like, hey, if Joy's around, can I give this to her? Her dad jumps up off the couch, takes the thing, throws it at my feet. It was like a little bag with some goodies in it. That was it. I wasn't professing my love or asking her to marry me. And takes the goodies, throws it at my feet, and slams the door in my face. And I could see her in her bedroom, like, looking like she's about to cry. And just, you know, realizing that's how it is. I later asked him, you know, what his fucking problem was. And her brother told me, Koreans are extremely racist and will not allow their daughters to date white men. There's a story that wouldn't be on, you know, the social justice warriors news stations these days. Another instance was the same way. I was dating a Korean gal, not really dating, but we were allowed to go to the movies because, you know, she was 15 or 16. You know, so that would have been, what, sophomore year of high school. And so we were driving, we were allowed to go and meet up. So we'd go to movies and hang out. And I think we maybe held hands once. And then once her family got wind that she was dating a white guy, she was forbidden from seeing me. Okay. I guess, yeah, that's fine. So now, anytime I would meet a family or somebody, they always got to ask those questions. You know, what's your career? What's your job? What are your plans for taking care of my daughter? Well, what's your daughter's plans in the bedroom? Does she know how to suck dick? Can she swallow a load and then kiss you on the mouth afterwards? Like, can I ram her in the ass, Zoidberg crab claw her in the shower so she goes woo, 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 and then take her to the green door and fuck her in front of a bunch of old pedophiles? No? Okay, I guess not. Yeah, no, I probably shouldn't date your daughter. No, that's not what I'm planning on doing, but shit, man. Give a dude a break. So that commercial pisses me off every time I see it. Hey, Josh, do you see any funny business going around here? Well, first of all, Josh is the same size as this dad. The mom's rolling the eyes. The mom should take the dad aside and not let him get any play. And then if at any point during the weekend the mom and the dad are fucking in the bushes or trying to make out, Josh should come up, throw a rock, and be like, hey, I don't see any funny business going on here, is there? Well, Josh, I'm a married man. I can do what I want. Yeah, well, if you want your daughter to be fucking married, you should lay the fuck off. Do I seem angry to you? Is this normal? Do these things not bother anyone else? I have these conversations as I'm stuck at a second light. I have these conversations with family and people that know me. And yes, they admit that I'm angry a lot, but they completely understand the situations and they don't understand why the world is the way that it is. Now, if I decide I want to be the asshole and I want to act like this, automatically people want to fight and they don't allow me to be that asshole. I think that's why I ended up becoming a bully once I started bouncing in the clubs and things. I was sick and tired of people's shit. I don't understand why somebody can say something and get away with it and not get popped in the mouth for it. I had somebody on Twitter blast me, make fun of me, totally change what I had said in my video, and then tried to make me go viral in his NFT community because I was hating on technology. And he totally missed the point and missed what it was. He just wanted to make fun of somebody where he thought he was an expert in. And I started to berate the guy. I looked him up on Instagram. I found his real name, his phone number, and where he lives and all that kind of stuff. And he's like, "Ooh, I'm so scared." And I'm like, "No, man, if I'm ever in Miami, I want you to say that shit to my face." But of course, that's threatening, and I get a warning ban from Twitter, while everyone else, you know, you can allow Putin to be on Twitter, but Trump gets banned. My God, what a fucking world we live in. You know, I have been really angry lately, and, you know, a lot of it's justified, and sometimes I take things out on situations that really normally wouldn't have bothered me. You know, people say dumb shit to me all the time online, and, you know, it just happened to be the wrong week to say something to me on Twitter. But then there's things that, whether it was a bad week, you could be having the best day of your life, there's things that happen that just really piss you the fuck off. I had to get up and leave Chili's the other day, of all things. I know I live in Vegas. I know people are allowed to celebrate their birthday, but I walk in and there's these four ladies sitting at the bar, and they're just having a hoot and holler and good time. They're drunk at noon, and I'd had a real bad week. I'm just trying to have a nice lunch with my family, and they're so loud, we can't even hear each other talk. And then they start screaming and singing happy birthday, and they're like, "It's Chili's birthday. Oh, it's this person's birthday. Oh, it's this birthday." And then they just, I mean, it was constant. And they were literally trying for a TikTok moment. They've got their cameras out. They're trying to get people pissed off so they can get something on TV, on the internet, make it go viral, and then they have a case for, you know, it's like when that whole World Star thing was popular. It pisses me off there's people out there like that, where they literally do everything asshole-ish they possibly can just to see if they can get away with it. And then if you react to it, "Aha, white person got mad, ha ha ha. We're gonna take him down, cancel white people, look at this Karen." And again, I saw them. I didn't have the preconceived notion that's how they were going to be. That's why we sat next to them. I didn't walk in and go, "Oh, look at these bunch of rowdy, you know, urbanites sitting here trying to party in a fucking Chili's." No, I went in, saw they were loud, figured, just mind my own business. They'll mind theirs. And then when they realize that people are getting irritated, they'll turn around and they'll scream right behind your ear and go, "Happy birthday! Why ain't y'all singing, motherfucker? Happy birthday!" So it got so bad that I handed my mom the knife and the cutlery that was in front of me and said, "Take it away from me." That's how bad it got. And then once the birthday song was over, that was your pass. Now you're going to keep it going, and the bartender's going to keep serving you drinks? I had to leave. I had to get out. I mean, they're just, I've complained about how women love being loud for the sake of being loud, and it's literally ear-piercing and hurts my ears. God, this dumbass in a Biden sticker minivan just had to pass me on a converging lane to get one vehicle's length ahead. Man, good for you. How about them gas prices, huh? Fuck. So anyway, my mom, bless her heart, doesn't understand anger, as nobody does. And she comes running right out. You don't go up to a ticking time bomb and try and give it a hug. You don't shake a can of Coke, open it, and hope that putting your thumb on top is going to not let it fizz out and shoot everywhere. And you don't top someone's beer expecting it not to shoot to the satellites. You got to let that simmer down. And she comes right out. She's crying, makes it about herself, which, God love her, she's only trying to do her best. But she's like, "I don't understand why we can't have a nice meal." And now she's like, "Well, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to make you happy." And I'm like, "It's not up to you to make me happy." it's not her fault that any of these things are happening around. She's like, I was just trying to have a nice lunch. Well, then she goes into her woes me, which makes me just as mad. And I tell her to go away. So she goes in to change seats. I have to cool down for about 20 minutes in the parking lot. Finally, the cackling assholes, two of them decide to leave. The management finally kicks them out. And then I go in and sit down. And then the manager comes over and asks us what our problem is because he didn't see what the problem was. And I'm like, you couldn't hear that? You were making money off it, so you don't care? You couldn't hear that they were literally screaming at the top of their lungs and that the bartender was joining in with them at noon on a Sunday at Chili's? Clap, clap, calm your ass down. And then that night, I had some more bad news. And it all just got too much, and I'm trying to clean up. My eyes are bad. I still can't see. Allergies are going nuts. I had a couple of problems with some customs. People wanted me to change some things. I had a couple things going on with some design work. And not that any of those are normally a problem, but when they all hit at the same time and I've got to do all this extra work for free and start over, now all of a sudden I'm backlogged even more. And I accidentally bumped into my pantry door and my initial reaction, and it just, before I knew it, I'd punched through the door. Now I need to, on top of all my other problems, have to buy and change my door. Have to buy a new door because there's a giant fucking Kyle in the middle of the door because it bumped into me. Now, if you're one of my haters and you're laughing at this whole story, that's fine, you're next. But, that's what it's like being angry. You ever see those cartoons where Elmer Fudd or Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck or whoever it is, one of the angry characters, goes to work and he's shit on at work? That's fine. He drives home and somebody cuts him off? That's fine. He gets in an accident even? That's fine. Goes home and his microwave blows up and he can't make his TV dinner? That's fine. Goes through a couple drive-thrus. The drive-thrus aren't available. That's fine. Finally, he gets his one reprieve and gets a scoop of ice cream. And his first lick, the top of the ice cream falls off and it falls on the floor. That's when it explodes. That's when it happens. So, now let's get back to Pam and Tommy. For what it's worth, I understand Tommy takes it too far. But he's right in a few things. Pam was making it all about her, and she's like, you don't understand what it's like to be a woman. That was my vagina, everybody. Well, motherfucker, it was his dick. You got to see the altercation where he's getting in a fist fight in a bar because people are like, dude, bro, congrats on the fire hose, man. Like, you don't want to hear that shit. Even if he is an asshole and he flips his dick around at concerts or wears a thong or he wants to show everyone on face of the earth, like, he could show that when he wants to show it. But somebody that stole his private life, where he's actually happy. Like, maybe if you're going to show your dick off, you're going to porn star fuck somebody. But maybe if you're making love to your wife and you shed a tear or you just keep saying I love you because you're in so much in love and that's what people make fun of you for, he has every right to beat everyone up that makes fun of him for it. I don't understand why people are so mean and so asshole-ish to each other. And you know they're doing it because they wish they had a dick that big. Or they wish they were fucking Pamela Anderson. But these people have to deal with it. So Pam takes it out on Tommy and she's like, you know, any girlfriend I've had, or, you know, your mom or your family members or anything, you hit the steering wheel when someone cuts you off and they jump like you just punched them. Oh my god, they play the victim every time you get fucking angry. Well, calm down, bitch. I could be Kanye Weston or who's the rapper that punches people? Chris Brown you in the neck? But I'm not. I've never hit a person out of anger ever in my entire life. I have never killed a person out of anger in my entire life. Yes, I chose my words carefully on that. I have never, ever struck a woman out of anger. One time, I pushed a girlfriend out of bed because she was trying to squeeze my nuts off because she was mad at me. She got injured from that, and then I looked like the bad guy. She was drunk, and she was the one trying to physically hurt me. So I did a defensive move and pushed her off the bed. It's not my fault she hit the end table and hurt her hand. But of course, now I'm the abusive asshole boyfriend. Masculinity is constantly attacked for no goddamn reason. You know, so Pam takes it out on Tommy and she's like, just sign it. Give the tape away for free. I don't care. It'll put a stop to it. No one will ever see it again. And what's dumb is she thought that would save it at the time. Now knowing that literally anyone can upload it to the internet for free and Google the images for free, you can't get away with it. It's a plague. It's a virus. You can't sue it because someone else will pick it up later on. All that torture that she put Tommy through, trying to make him sign papers so that she could give the rights to this tape to one particular company, meaning that whenever they charged for it, if somebody posted it for free, they could sue and have them take it down. All of that was fruitless. All because she felt attacked. We're talking about someone that posed for Playboy several times. That was a beer girl, poster girl, and showed her body willingly for Playboy. Well, that's fine. As far as my recollection goes, they didn't show a cream pie in the home video. They might have showed her tuft and maybe some lips, but I don't think she was spread eagle, penthouse, cum on her face, cream pied. But even if she was, she wanted to do that. She enjoyed it. Yes, it was private, and yes, it was personal. But at the same token, that was Tommy's dick. That was Tommy's man batter. He has just as every right to be mad. But no, the women are in control. Whenever there's a situation with anything involving a man and a woman, the woman always wins. Because they get to play the victim. They could be all feminist and up your ass and trying to, you know, tell you how they don't need no man in their life and how, you know, this and that and just blah, 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 bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. But the minute it's convenient for them to be a feminine female, oh, God, no, now they're the fucking victim. So Tommy had every right to flip the tables and to get angry. I wholeheartedly stand behind him on that. Now, granted, he's an asshole, and does he need to do that in a bar because someone was staring at a girl he was with or because they tried to take a picture? I've seen several celebrities that are just total dicks to people because they didn't want their picture taken or they wanted to be left alone or, you know, the whole paparazzi scene. Like, I get it. It's a hard life, and if you can't handle it, well, you probably shouldn't be in that business. It is what it is. So it's sort of a give or take, you know? Like, it really is. But it makes me mad seeing that stuff. Now, let me talk about Rand for a minute. I still haven't studied the actual facts on this case. And I don't know what's true. I'm just basing off of what I've seen on the show. But, the guy was genuinely fucked over, and by the end of the show, he starts believing in karma again, and he doesn't realize till the end that what he's done is he hurt Pam the most, even though she's the one that hadn't done anything wrong to deserve any of this, which is true. It is true that Pam didn't deserve to have that tape shown, but it wasn't a big a deal other than the fact that they could have been making the money off of it, even though they were millionaires anyway, that they should have. But Rand is a believer in karma. I guess at the end of the show, they said that he finally, he got himself right and was a marijuana grower now. He didn't suffer any jail time that they said. I would think if he got involved with the mafia and if he stole something from Tommy Lee, that he would have been murdered. So the fact that he is still alive for whatever reason is just baffling to me. So, you know what? Good for him. He got his payback. He got his karma. But then to be the absolute nice guy, and this is what I'll talk about next. To be the absolute nice guy, he finally gets money and was going to pay off his debts to Butchie, the mafia guy. What does he do? He gives it to the woman that screwed him over, pays for the divorce, and does the absolute nice guy thing and gives her all the money. And I damn near threw the remote through the screen. Well, I'll be damned. It's one of those days I'm not going to find anything. So I decided I should go to Savers on Thursdays when they have the 25% off. So I stopped going to the thrift stores and I figured, oh, I'm going to drive all the way out to Zia Records because I'm getting into music again. Maybe they'll have some Guitar Worlds or some music books or something. And then I have everything. Like, there's no sense buying any music because I have it all digitally. And the only other thing I'd be looking for is amps, guitars, stuff like that. So they had one guitar. They had a Flying V, which had like a, some chick like licking the strings as the print on it. That seemed interesting, but if I used a guitar with no tremolo or whammy bar, basically, for $399, no way. That was $199 brand new when it came out. Anyway, so about the Rand guy. At the beginning, and I can relate to just about any character. At the beginning of the Pam and Tommy show, I really felt for the guy. He's a hard worker. He's trying to bust his ass in Hollywood like most people do. And only 1% of people that ever moved to Hollywood over the course of 50 years ever actually made it in Hollywood or did something credible. But you figure if you get a high-profile gig like doing carpentry or some kind of construction work, contract work with a celebrity, you should be set. Well, he got fucked over, made some bad decisions, decided to fuck the guy over and steal his safe, pawn his jewelry, and then sell the tape. I think if he just would have left it at that, it would have been fine. But he probably, honestly, would have got arrested just for stealing the safe. I think it's because he did the whole tape thing that now he was almost protected. It was a different level. I don't know. It's a whole weird story. But anyway, he had friends in the porn industry. He was in love with this woman that was a porn star. Of course, you know, he never thinks he could get a porn star. But when he does, he does everything to treat her right. She likes him. He's that nice guy. You know how women always say, I wish I could meet a guy like this. And then when that this shows up, they're like, no. I'm obviously going for the criminal with full body tattoos and a record. And it really sucks because the nice guy really does finish last. He may not have had the best body. He may not have had the biggest dick. He may not have been Tommy Lee, but he worked hard, treated her right, and that was it. So he goes and he has to apologize to her. They get married. Now she wants a divorce. It's going to ruin his life. All he wants is just to stay in contact. And she's like, no, maybe twice a year. And just, God, just beating the guy down. Like, how much is this dude supposed to take before he becomes the next serial killer? And you know what? If he did, I wouldn't even blame him for it. I wouldn't put him past it. And then he finally gets bought out sells the original copy of the tape, absolves himself of all crimes, and he thinks, well, I've got $10,000, I'm going to pay off my mafia debts, everything will be fine. That's not what he does. What's the nice guy do? He gives it to this chick to pay for the divorce and buy herself something nice in case anything is left over. Like, that's heartbreaking. He does everything right and still gets fucked over in the end. And now he feels better because karma is on his side. And of course, you know, I guess he moved to Oregon or Seattle or something and became a pot farmer. And the end of the show said he'll occasionally tell people he's the one that stole the tape and nobody believes him. I hope he got some money off of this show for using his name, but then again, probably not. I don't know about you. How many times have you been in a situation where you feel like you just give and give and give and you are always the one that takes care of people and does the right thing, tries to keep a level head, and you keep getting screwed over? Like, where's the breaking point? It's real sad. It's absolutely terrible to watch, and I hate to see people go through that. That's why I've tried to be more of a take charge personality and get what I want out of life. And maybe I'm just having a run of bad luck. I don't know. But it just seems like some people can't win for whatever reason. And speaking of can't win, I think I'm lost. I'm going to try and go find Guitar Center and make some bad decisions. Probably won't buy anything there either. Turns out when I said I was lost, I was actually in the parking lot for Guitar Center. I'm over it now. That's one of those places you don't ever intend to spend money, and then you pick up like two or three small little things, and then you finally get your bill and you're like, holy shit, why? I got a pack of strings for my 6-string bass. That's 2 more than normal. I got a pack of Van Halen guitar picks and a pack of Pink guitar picks, and then a clip-on tuner. How much you think that was? $79 freaking. It's ridiculous. You know, I should be happy. When 6-string basses first came out, Victor Wooten and Primus were making those really popular, so everyone was buying them up. The basses were only $600 to $1,200, but to get replacement strings, because nobody was making them, was like $88 and $108. I mean, the lowest string on a regular bass is pretty thick. The lowest string on a 6-string bass, you get one extra lower and one extra higher. The extra low one is like a damn piano bass note string. It's huge. I think the gauge is like 150 on that, which in perspective, like a normal guitar string, low string is 45. So it's a pretty beefy set. But that was $30, and the tuner was $30. And the guitar picks, it's ridiculous for a pack of 6 guitar picks, should be $10. But I guess they're special. I just wanted, you know, feel like Eddie Van Halen, play some striped Frankenstein guitar picks. And the pink ones, I just like pink, motherfucker. You know, it's funny, of all the things that people are being included in now and forgiven for, I wasn't ever accepted for anything that I ever liked. I got made fun of for wearing pink Converse because I liked pink. I got made fun of for wearing loud, bright neon shirts that I would cut the sleeves off. Probably, you know, I deserved that one. I liked TNC Surf and Maui Hawaiian style t-shirts and surf shirts that are always neon colors, even though I never surfed, but, you know, people like to make fun because while you all were wearing a Miami Dolphins bomber jacket and think you were the shit, you basically realize now you were teasing people acting like a badass wearing a windbreaker. But yeah, keep making fun of the rest of us that just wanted to wear bright colors. And fuck, that's really the only reason I liked Bret Hart is because he wore pink. And then come to find out, I just hate the dude. But I've harped enough on Bret Hart. And then he stopped wearing pink and it kind of was pointless. So that's pretty much all I got for today. Like I say, it's been a real crap week. Hoping things are turning around. Gonna try and get back into music, even though, you know, it's people that know me personally have seen how impossible that is, because Vegas is a town, even for jobs, you can't just go out and get a bartending job or an entertainment job or a gig in a band. You have to be known. And because I'm known in other circles, now with art, nobody in the music world knows me, and it's going to be damn near impossible to get a gig. But you know what? I'll keep trying. And hoping that I don't have to get a regular job, which I know some of you might be like, oh, boo-hoo, you have to be like the rest of us to get a regular job. Well, you don't understand that that takes away from the talent jobs. And once you get a regular job, you have to stop saying, you know, that you can go to gigs because you got to work. Or that you can't spend time working. Everyone knows my famous rants on quitting your job, where you don't just go to work. You got to factor in the commute, the cost of lunch, the lunch break. Your 8-hour day is a 9-hour day, but with commutes, a 10-hour day or more. Now you got to factor in gas prices. It costs more to have a job than it does to be a freelancer. So for that, I'm still thankful. I just was living real good there for a while and sort of started to count on that and factor that into my finances and my planning for things. My fiscal outlook, as that asshole father would have questioned me on. And that just tanked recently, you know, with the whole $600 bill, tax bill that got passed, where now anything over $600 is taxed. I don't mind paying the taxes, but other people do, which means now they're not using their fun money and don't have any fun money to spend on me or frivolous things. And with everything going up anyway, it's just kind of hard. So hope things turn around. It's been a tough time for everyone. I've seen a lot of deaths. I've seen a lot of people having to go through things, losing jobs, losing loved ones, losing pets. It's rough out there. And then Scott Hall just passed. And for no reason. Like, he finally got his life together. He was doing good. He was in the best health he probably could be in. And decides to do a voluntary surgery of a hip replacement. I don't know the semantics of that, or if there's a fault in the doctors, or what could have happened. Some people say maybe steroids could have been a factor, or getting a hip replacement let loose a blood clot that gave him 3 heart attacks while he was on the table. And then they couldn't save him, put him on life support, and basically just waited for his family to see his breathing body before they could pull the plug on him. Real fucking sad, because he had a lot left in him. And he was such a game changer, too. Everything that he did was new and inventive. I mean, him and Kurt Hennig were practically a cowboy gimmick. And then he becomes this sort of Latino gimmick. And a gangster gimmick, and then kept that and just reinvented the wrestling world with the NWO. Smart guy, real smart. Loved what he did for everything, and I loved every iteration of his characters. I know he had his demons. We all do. but shouldn't have happened. Way too young. Should have just been a regular hip surgery. Everything would have been fine. Now that's going to scare off everyone else, all the other wrestlers, from getting a hip surgery, because now they're going to worry. Maybe they're going to have a blood clot. You know, the blood clots are a serious thing. I mean, Zach Wilde got one in his legs and had to stop drinking. And you know what? I'm sorry. His music isn't the same anymore. Since he quit drinking, it's, yeah, he's got the technical skill there, but it was the fluidity that Dimebag had and Zach Wilde had while they were drinking that really kind of made it. And it's just sad to see. So he had to stop drinking. It's like a lot of these musicians. When they stop doing drugs or they stop drinking, they're not as creative. I know a lot of people don't understand that, but it's, you know, sometimes cocaine will open up the minds of people. There's rumors Einstein dabbled with it, and Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, the guy that wrote Sherlock Holmes, and, you know, I mean, you look it up, there's a lot of people that have an overactive brain that cocaine helped them focus. Granted, it's not the watered-down bullshit fentanyl thing that'll kill you that's on the market right now, but for some people, weed does that. Weed does zilch for me. I had a friend actually suggest that I take microdoses of shrooms because that helps his mental health. And as creative as I am, now he's an artist too. He's a weightlifter and a big guy. So I can see where he's coming from. But I can only imagine what would happen if somebody gave me shrooms. Fuck, that's the first time I've laughed in like 3 weeks. It's just hysterical. Like, imagine me talking to the walls and shit. The hole in the wall would be like, why'd you hit me? The fucking ghosts would come out and be talking shit, and I'd be punching the ghost, and Freya, the dog, would be talking to me, and oh God, I can only imagine. Might be I don't know shit about shrooms. It might be something different than a psychedelic, but I'm thinking that's a bad idea. I mean, I would love to be on some peyote and go out in the wild buck-ass naked and scream to the moon with all the other werewolves, but probably not a good idea. It is what it is. All right, folks, I'm going to do some grocery shopping, as exciting as that is. And I'm going to call it a day. Be safe and sane. And I hope you're doing a lot better than I am.